Revelation chapter 5. Who can open the scroll? Then I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. The scroll had writing on both sides and was kept closed with seven seals. And I saw a powerful angel who called in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But there was no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth who could open the scroll or look inside it. I cried and cried because there was no one who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. But one of the elders said to me, "Don't cry. The lion from the tribe of Judah has won the victory. He is David's descendant. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb standing in the center near the throne with the four living beings around it. The elders were also around the lamb. The lamb looked as if it had been killed. It had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God that were sent into all of the world. The Lamb came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. After the Lamb took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders bowed down before the Lamb. Each one of them had a harp. Also, they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's holy people. And they all sang a new song to the Lamb. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were killed, and with your blood sacrifice you bought people for God, from every tribe, language, race of people, and nation. You made them to be a kingdom and to be priests for our God, and they will rule on the earth." Then I looked and I heard the voices of many angels. The angels were around the throne, the four living beings, and the elders. There were thousands and thousands of angels, 10,000 times 10,000. The angel said in a loud voice, "All power, wealth, wisdom, and strength belongs to the Lamb who was killed. He was worthy to receive honor, glory, and praise." Then I heard every created being that was in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, everything in all these places saying, "All praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." The four living beings said, "Amen," and the elders bowed down and worshipped.